Do you often wake up in the middle of the night with your mind racing and you can't fall back asleep? Here's a crazy tip. Eat something. Choose protein and fat, such as nut butter or a handful of almonds, a hard-boiled egg, some lean meat. Keep some food and a glass of water next to your bed so you don't wake up too much going to the kitchen and turning on a light. Eat something and chances are you will fall right back to sleep. See, when you're sound asleep, your brain is hard at work and it needs plenty of fuel. It's forming memories, clearing out old cells, regenerating, all while you've gone hours without eating. So during sleep, your body gradually raises the adrenal hormone cortisol. Cortisol triggers the release or synthesis of glucose to fuel your brain during your night-long fast, and you sleep through the night. That is, if everything works as it should. See, having low blood sugar results in not making enough cortisol to sustain your brain throughout the night. So your body releases fight or flight adrenal hormones to raise your blood sugar back to a safer level. So the problem is adrenal hormones also raise stress. And stress can cause you anxiety or panic in the middle of the night. Managing your blood sugar is also paramount with managing Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, because people with Hashimoto's hypothyroidism often suffer with other metabolic disturbances such as low blood sugar, and they're likely to sometimes bolt awake in the middle of the night. So a few bites of food may help you fall back asleep, and it's best to prevent waking up in the middle of the night in the first place. Here's what you can do during the day to help you sleep throughout the night. Always eat breakfast, even if you don't feel like it. Always eat breakfast if you suffer with blood sugar handling issues. Low blood sugar will cause you to wake up with no appetite, and you may even feel nauseous. Please eat anyway. Break your night-long fast and stabilize your blood sugar. Best to avoid sugary, high-carbohydrate breakfast foods. Eat frequently throughout the day, little meals, so your blood sugar does not crash. Avoid sweets and starchy foods at breakfast, like breads, pasta, rice, potatoes, and adopt a lower carbohydrate diet throughout the day. Those of us with low blood sugar symptoms typically eat too many sweets and starchy foods and frequently skip meals. So eat enough protein and healthy fats to sustain your energy. Avoid stimulants like caffeine, especially in the afternoon. Caffeine can take up to 4 hours to clear your system. Can you imagine? And minimize alcohol consumption. Alcohol is a depressant. Although it may make you feel sleepy, it disrupts your sleep cycles and you might find yourself waking up frequently. Choose chamomile tea and foods high in tryptophan. Turkey, salmon, pineapple, nuts and seeds, eggs, all contain tryptophan. They can relax you and encourage higher serotonin levels. Foods containing tryptophan or foods high in carbohydrates like potatoes and rice can have a positive influence on sleep in moderation. Certain supplements like magnesium help to regulate transmitters which are linked to sleep. We just don't get enough magnesium in our soil anymore. Melatonin is a hormone that helps to regulate your circadian rhythm. We naturally produce melatonin from 9 p.m. till midnight from the pituitary gland. And so getting to sleep between those hours are paramount to have the most natural melatonin secreted into our system. But one can take melatonin hormones that help to regulate the sleep-wake cycle. And herbal supplements that have sedative effects include variations of valerian root, passion flower, and L-theanine. So incorporate some of these tips into your everyday life. See if they help you stay alert during the day and sleep well at night. So sweet dreams. Look forward to talking with you soon.